defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll take my life, but I'll take it is now Sunday, the 15th day of September, 2013. We're live and broadcasting worldwide. And we have a very important edition of the transmission lined up today. Obviously, the situation with Syria was always about Iran. And now we have seen Obama come out and say, oh, yeah, we'll take your peace deal, but we still may attack you so that no peace deal can be made on the chemical weapons. And then now they're saying Iran needs to be included in disarmament talks if we won't attack Syria. So, see, there's no way to make peace with the globalists. And they know that Syria has not been demonized like Iran, and so they're now conflating the two. And the two are connected. One is run by a secular Shiite-connected group, and the other, of course, is purely a Shiite state, Iran. But the establishment knows the general public can't even find these places on a map. They're engaged in just huge manipulation. But what I first want to get into is the fact that more evidence has come out that the rebels themselves launched the last round, the third round, of chemical weapons attacks 3 weeks ago, and that the whole world is waking up to that fact. And so Obama gave a interview to Snotanopoulos, George Snotanopoulos, where they engaged in the confidence game of laughing and saying, no one in the world believes that the rebels, those wascally rebels, used any of the chemical weapons. So we're going to be going into that. It's like Al Gore used to say, no one believes, there's no real scientists that believe man-made global warming's not real. There's no one, not one scientist. There is 100% consensus. Really, even NASA's come out in the last week and admitted that the northern ice sheet's the biggest ever recorded. Al Gore predicted Arctic summer ice would disappear in 2013. It didn't. It got record big. Earth gains a record amount of sea ice in 2013. Earth has gained 19,000 Manhattans of ice since the date last year, the largest increase on record. And that is directly linked to NASA from Climate Depot, CNS News, you name it. And then the Wall Street Journal says dialing back the alarm on climate change. You mean on paying the globalists a tax on all human activity. But remember, there's total consensus that if you don't pay Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and the Rockefellers, I mean, look at who actually runs these mercantile exchanges in London and Chicago, that we're all dead, basically. So we've got that piece of news. Serious problems, though. We've always had floods on this planet. It's but still terrible. Al Gore's out saying, see, this is evidence of climate change. Colorado braces for more heavy rain, devastating floods. And we've got upwards of 500 unaccounted for. So they're hoping hundreds aren't dead. It's 25 dead at least there from flooding in a place that's been in a five-year drought. So when it rains, it pours. There's thousands of microclimates on this planet. So you're always going to be having issues like this. So you want to be prepared and try to take care of yourself and your family, but certainly pray for the folks out there in the massive flooding in Colorado. But don't worry, Obama has declared a state of emergency. And he's on the way. Of course, it's really just local first responders and people that are actually helping out and citizens helping citizens. But don't worry, Obama and the federal government will grandstand. Now, all of that, we're going to cover first the Syria situation, the new developments with Iran, the U.S. run by the globalists saying they're ready to strike Iran any minute. That may be the distraction from the political implosion of confidence that they've seen. That may be the false flag. We're going to get into the attack on free speech that's really mounting here from a multitude of different angles. All this and more, key transmission straight ahead.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 15th day of September on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com, and it's Mirror Backup, but it carries some exclusive news, so it's not really a mirror. PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. We also have several big Facebooks and more. You can find all that at Infowars.com, as well as the free podcast, iPhone, Droid apps for the show, the free video feeds, everything on the listen page at Infowars.com or Infowars.com/show. And please save those links, but also send them on to friends and family. That's how we wake people up. Here's what I want to get into first. The incredibly important developments that are taking place in Syria and Iran, and politically, the different things that Obama has been up to internationally in an attempt to distract away from the seven big scandals that they have running here at home. And if you count Obamacare and its implementation, causing even his own camp followers and useful idiot minions to freak out, if you add that, it's eight big scandals. But of all the scandals, I personally think the most important is the concerted, conscious attack on free speech and on the press in this country. And in the last 4 days, there have been five different developments dealing with the attack on free speech. And they've also caught the IRS head who lied to Congress in our emails and directives saying target Tea Parties, libertarians, conservatives, Christian groups, pro-life groups, calling them dangerous and saying we want to shut them down. Now, we already knew this. They've not audited one socialist or communist or Maoist organization that they run. And that's what these people are. They've not gone after one of those the last 5 years. It has been a reign of terror. Even the New York Times has had to admit, Wall Street Journal, Washington Times, we're going to go over all of it, against anybody who is not basically left of Lenin or Stalin. By the way, and I meant to tell you guys to print this, and I forgot, will you print me the AP and World Net Daily articles on the unbelievably out of control Attorney General Holder? No, not Fast and Furious, not all that stuff. No. I'm talking about the guy who goes to consortium meetings with big socialist churches and black churches and openly tells them how to get around the unconstitutional, I should add. Basically tells them ignore it. IRS rules on churches not being politically involved. That's now come out. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course that's the way this works. Plus, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The federal government has no jurisdiction over churches and what they do. They could have giant signs outside saying vote for Elmer Fudd if they wanted to. It's called the First Amendment. But before we go any further, I want to shift gears into the big, big issue here. And that is the disintegration of Obama's credibility on the world scene. And even though Obama is a globalist front man, a puppet, a figurehead, a logo, still his cult of personality has been very successful for a lot of different disparate special interests to really be able to loot and rob this country of its resources, its tax money, and its freedoms in the last 5 years. More freedom, and many historians have agreed with me on this, more freedom has been lost the last 5 years than in 230 years before it. So many historians have pointed out there's always an acceleration at the end of a curve in the trajectory of tyranny. once a free society loses its propulsion, you kind of drop out of the sky like a rock. And we've reached that free fall point, but we've also reached the point where people are ready to wake up. Now, you'll remember Obama had Kerry about 3 weeks ago come out and say, when the chemical attack happened, that clearly Assad had done it. And then the rebels uploaded videos bragging how they'd done it. And then the Russians tested it and said it was the rebels. Now the U.S. military has come out. That only was on Infowars.com and WorldNetDaily.com. But it is a U.S. military Pentagon report saying that they got test samples of it. And it's homemade, the Al-Qaeda chemical weapons, and that it's clearly Al-Qaeda doing it to get a war with Assad. There's a new national poll out, 75%, a scientific poll of U.S. military who were questioned, said they're against the strike completely. And then when they talked to the people individually, well, there was one in what army.mil actually was linked over to military.com covering it. But I'm going to get to that in a little while. It's in my stack. And the people they questioned said, we know no one who supports an attack on Syria backing Al-Qaeda to be Al-Qaeda's air force. So we don't know where you even found. It was like 20% were for it, 5% undecided, and or 4% undecided, and then 75%+ against. The point is that the military is against this. And when the military 2 weeks ago went to Facebook and Twitter with images in uniform holding up signs saying, I didn't sign up for the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, depending on what sign, you know, what person it was, I didn't sign up to be the Air Force or the Army for Al-Qaeda, CNN and others came out and said, because we were the ones that broke that, that we were full of it and that it was propaganda and fake photos. Now you notice they don't say that on CNN. All week they've been saying, arrest whoever criticizes this policy. Well, you don't have a right. You have a duty under the Bill of Rights, Constitution, under the oath you swear, and under the Nuremberg Code from 1946, if you want to look up that up or watch a historical film, it's excellent, Judgment at Nuremberg, following orders makes you just as guilty as those that give you legal orders. You have a duty, not just a right, to say no to unlawful orders. I mean, if you know Al-Qaeda is the main force, there's new studies, British government says half of them are Al-Qaeda, CFR says 60%. If you know the main group is Al-Qaeda and you're giving them arms, and Al-Qaeda, the head of Al-Qaeda last week was in Reuters Friday. In fact, pull me that out of the stack, guys. I forgot that piece of news. And Reuters saying, attack the U.S. after Syria. And he's the head of al-Nusra. Well, he's also the head of Al-Qaeda. But Zawahiri. So the military knows this is Al-Qaeda. They know Assad didn't offensively attack anybody. And it's known that for 2.5 years, the West has been funding the rebels on record to invade from Turkey, Jordan, Iraq, and some support from Israel over the Golan. That's all on record. Yeah, there it is. Al-Qaeda chief calls for attacks on U.S. in 9/11 speech to followers. The leader of Al-Qaeda has called on Muslims to wage attacks inside the United States to wreak instability that will bleed America economically. And then you go read, Paul pointed out, by the way, this is also the head of al-Nusra, on record, that our government has been arming for 2.5 years, at least. Now Obama admits it all. And so Russia comes out and says, listen, we'll attack Syria if you can prove, we'll help you if you can prove they launched chemical attack. But we've tested it. It's the rebels who stand again to have you come in and bomb everything. And you know that. You probably told them to do it. And they go, oh, no, no, that's not true. And he says, well, fine. Bring the UN in, whatever. If they have legal chemical weapons in Syria, everybody has them. Israel has them. We'll just give them up. And Obama goes, I'll take your peace deal, but I'm still going to go ahead and bomb you. That's in the news. So the Russians go, well, that's no deal. So then they get on the media here and say, oh, the Russians withdrew the deal. Do you understand that? Now they're saying Iran has to give up its weapons or they'll strike Syria. It's like if your neighbor doesn't quit beating his wife, we're going to blow up your house. I mean, it is just insanely criminal what Obama is doing.
We We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, in the last half of the next hour, we're going to have in studio members of a major pro-Second Amendment group here in Texas, where we broadcast from worldwide, Texas Open Carry, where all over the state they're arresting people that legally and lawfully open carry. And we had reporters downtown where this happened twice on Friday, including a combat veteran in a wheelchair. And they even read the police, our reporter Jakari Jackson, this made national news, the blaze that people picked it up and didn't give us any credit. I don't care as long as the Second Amendment gets defended. And we covered it, the video's up on Infowars.com, and the police said, we don't care what the law says. We're officers, we can do whatever we want. That's what they tell them now. That's what Nixon said. It's like the president can do whatever he wants, doesn't matter what the law says. I heard the Austin police chief a couple weeks ago on 590 AM, our local affiliate, on with the morning crew there, saying, well, if a police officer gives you an order, you do it even if it's wrong and you won't get hurt. I mean, that's like what they say, you know, get in the car and you won't get hurt, or you know, here's the candy, here's the puppy dog. I mean, it's just like you hear something like that and it's like, wow, so there's no unlawful order. Of course, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, common law, jurisprudence, it all states, and it's on the books in all 50 states, that you have a right and a duty to protect yourself if a police officer is endangering your life outside of their sworn oath and duty. And there's many cases of rogue cops that people have had to deal with, and you don't go to prison for that. I mean, it's not like they're God. They're the Queen of England, the King of England, and so you do something to them, they're infallible. The King of England's not been infallible since 1215, since the Battle of Runnymede. And if the King of England's not infallible, is a cop infallible? And we're not here to bash police, folks. They've been very resistant to a lot of the New World Order programming and takeover stuff that's happened. But it is really creepy to see police all over the country arrest people with cameras in public and charge them with eavesdropping when that's not eavesdropping on record. They don't care. You can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. It is official oppression. And to see police choke pro-liberty protesters that protest on the street corner, and we've interviewed folks that's happened to, I mean, it really shows an authoritarianism. And when we get to the next segment, I'm going to show where it's coming from the top. And we the people need to rein this in. Only a free people will be free. Only people that stand up and demand their rights will be free. If you lay down, folks, you will ensure tyrants take over. Now, let's get into Obama's incredible lies on Syria.
And President Putin has become your unlikely partner in this. And, you know, even in this op-ed, which has stirred up a lot of controversy here in the United States, he said there's every reason to believe that the rebels are the ones who use the chemical weapons. So does that tell you he's willing to lie to protect Assad?
Well, nobody around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels were the perpetrators
of this attack. He wrote it in the New York Times.
Well, I understand. What I said is nobody around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels perpetrated this attack. Now, what is true is that there are radical elements in the opposition.
All right, let's stop there.
Including folks who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
So, Kerry, I mean, let's go over just 30 seconds of lies here. It's a seven-minute clip. It'd take all day to cover it. But many of you saw it or heard it when it took place this morning with Snefanophilus and his little cohorts there, Snefanophilus or whatever his name is, George Snefanophilus. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, there are people all over the world doubting it. The rebels bragged they launched the chemical attacks. The U.S. military is on record saying they believe they launched the attacks. I'm going to go to those articles in a moment. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, the senator, Pat Buchanan, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck. I mean, you name it, are questioning it. The U.S. military, as I said, is questioning it. The Russians tested it last year, this March, and then again this time. and put out reports saying it's clearly gas used by Al-Qaeda. It's homemade, not what the Syrian government legally and lawfully has, just like France, just like Israel, just like everybody else. It's just illegal to use them under treaty. A treaty, by the way, Syria is not even a signatory to. Neither is Israel. And both sides have said when they sign it, they'll give them up or they'll be part of that. So there's lie number one. Here's the problem covering each lie. It's just there's too many. The big one, though, is saying that no one thinks that the rebels may have used the chemical weapons. In fact, can you back that up? I want to play that one more time because there's actually three lies just in the first 30 seconds of that. And this is head spinning to sit here and deal with this.
Around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels were the perpetrators.
He wrote it
attack.
In the New York Times.
Well, I understand. What I said is nobody around the world takes seriously the idea that the rebels perpetrated this attack. Now, what is true is that there are radical elements in the opposition, including folks who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
Affiliated?
If they got their hands on
chemical
weapons.
All right, let's stop right there. John Kerry said a week and a half ago at the G20 meeting in Russia, in St. Petersburg, he said that no one believes that there are any Al-Qaeda or radicals in the group. And he said it days before that in the House and the Senate committee, forcing Putin to call him a liar and laugh at him because the Pentagon says it's 60% Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and other groups. And so does the Council on Foreign Relations. I have a new report out today saying 50%. The point is they're the main force. They're the ones our governments are arming. So now Obama has at least been forced to admit to that because everybody knows it. See, they count on you being ignorant to get away with these lies. Now, let's go over some of the headlines. Obama, Syria deal does not mean U.S. won't strike Iran over nuclear program. Now, the deal is they'll give up the weapons if they will pull back the rebels, that's what they've been asking for, and won't bomb them. They'll end the war. And that they'll even have international talks and bring in elections and new leadership. Assad knows that's his only hope. He's got to go. But the West wants to put Al-Qaeda in to turn it into another Islamic state. They want to take down all secular states, including Egypt, where our government's siding with the Al-Qaeda people against their government. So there's that. So imagine they go, okay, Russia, you want to make a deal? We'll let you turn the weapons in, but we're not going to make a deal. Knowing the average American doesn't understand the basics of diplomacy. I mean, this is seen as so evil worldwide. Here's another one. If the Syrian talks are to progress, the U.S. will have to include Iran. And they're now saying the West may strike Iran instead of Syria. See, Obama wants a war to distract from losing, in some polls, 10 percentage points a month. I mean, he is going to have like, you know, a 10% approval rating in 6 months if this continues. I mean, he is in free fall. They need a war, folks. They want a war, and they're like, okay, we can't have Syria. How about Iran? I mean, it's war, 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 war. So we're going to come back, break this down, then get into the attack on the First Amendment.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
All right.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish up with the situation with Syria and Iran and then come back and get into the attack on the First Amendment here in the United States and how serious this is. Some of the other news that's up on Infowars.com before I get back into Syria is Diane Crash, CCTV operator, the government's now being forced to admit, footage rounded up and destroyed. We knew back when that happened in 1997 that the government, the British MI6, had asked the French to hand over all the footage. And they'd lied and said the cameras had been turned off where she crashed. We knew MI6 had used commandos to kill her. We knew she was alive after the vehicle was remote controlled into the wall. We knew she told friends and family, Prince Charles says he's going to kill me if I marry an Arab and make it look like an automobile accident, that's all on record, folks. They killed her, and the conspiracy theorists have been proven right again. How many years later? How many years ago was 1997? We're talking like 16 years ago? 16 years ago. I mean, boom. That's up on Infowars.com out of the Sunday Express News in England. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Also, I had it reposted up on the site, the video dealing with the fact that firearms are being confiscated from Texans that are totally legal and lawful, and it's happening all over the country, basically under federal training that as long as the feds say it, well, if the feds told God to sit down and shut up, God would do it because they're actually God. Okay, let's go over the stack of Syria news and the different ways that they've been contradicting themselves. So Obama says, you know, turn your weapons in, it doesn't matter, and the rebels will take your country over and kill every Christian in it because, you know, that's what you do to get a peace prize. We're still going to attack you one way or the other. So that's out of the Jerusalem Post. Continuing here, he says, Iran should not misinterpret U.S. response to Syria. What, the fact that our own military and our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have all come out and said this is a horrible idea and a war crime, and it's now an open secret that you run Al-Qaeda? Amazing. Continuing, He rejects criticism of shifting Syria policy, says I'm less concerned about style points. So now they're trying to spin the fact that they're floundering all over the place. Continuing, Putin is now going to travel to Iran for nuclear strategy talks on building peaceful nuclear reactors in the country and selling high-tech weapon systems to Iran. So this is starting a new arms race, which I'm sure will make the military-industrial complex happy to get our tax money. Also, here's another report out of the Jerusalem Post saying Syria transported chemical weapons to Iraq last week when Iraq is still run by the CIA and the Pentagon. I do not buy that for a minute. Continuing, Kerry is threatening, saying, I don't care what you hear in the news, Syria, he told AP, get ready to be hit. The threat is real. Now, military.com is coming out with the Pentagon saying we do need 45,000 to 75,000 troops on the ground to secure the weapons. And see, that's what Kerry said. He said, oh, well, if Syria implodes, then we'll have to go in. But we sure our resolution calls for boots on the ground, but we're not planning that. The official strategy the entire time has been to implode Syria and break it in multiple pieces and to give Turkey a piece, Israel a piece, Iraq a piece, Jordan a piece. It is completely immoral and is a war crime, and the West started it, and we're paying for it, and our name is paying for it. This is on us, folks. The good news is only 9% of Americans support it in a Reuters poll, and our military doesn't support it as well. But you heard Obama on Stephanopoulos' show, what is that, Meet the Press, say that no one doubts our story. Everyone's for it. Even though reality is the opposite, lying to you to keep the facade going that you're all alone in opposition to this war. Now, continuing here from Al Jazeera. Syria rebels made own sarin gas. Russia hands evidence to UN, which its envoy says indicates Syria opposition used chemical weapons. That was in July of this year. It's a flashback. They tested it after the March attack. And by the way, the Al-Qaeda people on established Al-Qaeda YouTubes, well, they shut our YouTube down if somebody says a cuss word, but Al-Qaeda can have YouTube channels. They uploaded the video screaming, Allah Akbar, Osama bin Laden, America, you're next. I've played that audio here. The Arabic with the subtitles. Okay, I mean, there's no doubt they launched it last year, March, and then 3 weeks ago. Here is the article from Infowars.com, a new one from Friday. U.S. military, Al-Qaeda rebels produced sarin gas for chemical attack in Syria. That's Kit Daniels Friday night, and guess who it links to? World Net Daily got a secret document, and they have the highest credibility in my book. They just continue to break big national stories. You don't think there's whistleblowers anymore that are willing to risk their lives? Folks, we break big stories all the time with federal and state whistleblowers. This is a Pentagon whistleblower. Gave them a classified document that's in the article. U.S. military confirms rebels had sarin. Classified document shows deadly weapon found in home of arrested Islamists. Planning to use it in Syria, ladies and gentlemen. And then it was homemade chlorine gas type, exactly what the experts have been saying for 3 weeks. Yeah, Al-Qaeda wants America to come in and bomb the country so they can win, because the Russians and the Syrian military that have overwhelming support, most polls we've seen in international press by Syrians living abroad is over 70% support. Even though Assad wasn't popular before this, the head opposition, who isn't Al-Qaeda, in London 2 weeks ago said an attack on Syria is satanic. In fact, show that in Reuters. I want to show viewers. We're also on TV if you want to go to Infowars.com/show. You can find the video feed. A week and a half ago, said, I don't support Assad. Neither do I, by the way. I studied the situation. Sure, I'm sure they could have something better. George Washington, but he ain't around for the job, folks. The point is that even the main real opposition leader came out and said, this is horrible, we're putting Al-Qaeda in to murder everybody that isn't Al-Qaeda. They even kill Sunnis that aren't hardcore enough for them, folks. There it is, Syrian conflict, opposition leader. Haythan al-Manyan criticizes plans for U.S. military intervention as satanic because it's going to hand it over to people many times worse. There you go. It's immoral to start the fight, to go in, to try to destroy the country, and to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians worldwide, Islamists have in the last decade. Tens of thousands of the 200,000 dead have been Christian. 2 million Christians have fled. And there's video online every day of Christians having their heads chopped off that the news will not cover. They are blowing up and burning every church, destroying every Christian village. They say, come out on video. I've seen the videos. And we won't kill you if you convert. When they do come out, they rape the women. They chop up little children. I mean, Al-Qaeda is about as bad as I can imagine. I mean, they are. You look at these people's eyes. I mean, these people are scum. I have never seen a group of more degenerate scum. Just looking at them and how they act and how sick they are and eating hearts and burning churches and chopping nuns' heads off and after they rape them. Because, see, it's okay to... Yeah. Oh, by the way, they're now saying they're going to invade with ground troops, as I said, if they have to secure the chemicals, quote, and so the boots are made for walking over the Christians. That's right. The big red one, I guess, from the army is going to march in with Al-Qaeda to murder all the Christians. So this song is for Obama and Al-Qaeda. I guess I'm not patriotic unless I support them. So I salute Al-Qaeda and Obama. Yeah, our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly.
You keep saying you got something for me.
You claim it's liberty, but it's really tyranny.
Something you call love, but confess.
Confess, you're totally ruthless globalist.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Who hate any free people, like
and
Christians.
Someone else is getting
in Syria.
Best.
And now the military's awake.
These boots are made.
And now the people are awake.
And that's just what they'll do.
And now the world's awake.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You hear that message, Obama and the globalists and all the big mega banks and all the big offshore interests that are above the law and tax exempt, like Warren Buffett that openly lobbies to raise poor people's taxes to pay him more banker bailout money?
When you ought to be truthin'.
That's right, you keep lying when you ought to be truthin'.
You keep losing.
That's right. Keep betting. Keep pushing, punk.
You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing.
You ought to be a-changing.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
That's right, and everybody knows it now.
These boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do. You know what? You know, it's not one of these days. It's now these days. We've now gotten there. So here's to Obama and the New World Order. Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller. This little piece of music's for you.
Where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned.
Oh, you're getting burned now.
I just found me a brand new box of matches.
You openly run an Al-Qaeda. That woke up the dumbed down public.
You ain't had time to learn.
That's right. These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll
and
do.
Just what they
as our whole military goes public. So keep on walking. Again, I dedicate this to the New World Order and everybody that wants to trample our rights. We didn't start this fight. But you know what? We're sure as hell gonna
start walking.
Finish it. Gotta love it. This song's for you, my little New World Order pretties. I said I'd get into the whole First Amendment thing, and I will. I'm going to start that now and then go a little bit in the next hour. Then we have some guests coming. They're going to be in studio with us. One of them is a constitutional lawyer, and the other is one of the victims who had his legal gun confiscated by the state police. Listen, slaves don't show those out in public. Might give other slaves an idea they're not slaves. They might think they can have a gun, too. And then that means the system's out of a job, and how's the state police going to be doing proctology exams on all the pretty girls, whether they be pretty black ladies or pretty blonde-haired, blue-eyed white ladies? Yeah, the whole country, they even got foreign travel advisories about coming to Texas because they do proctology exams on the side of the highway now here. But that's freedom. We ought to put that on the Texas flag, you know. I bet one of my great-great-great-great-grandpappies who raised Colonel Travis's son after Colonel Travis got killed, I bet they would have, if they heard, you know, one day in the future, there'll be flying airplanes in the sky and there'll be men wearing cowboy hats that pull your family over and one glove, two women, four orifices. That ought to be the Texas flag. I'm telling you, the image of a woman bent over a car with a state trooper right there with flies all over him and a filthy glove. All I can do is illustrate the insanity by illustrating it. They're sitting there, the state police, on video going, here is the law. It is legal to have this firearm. They go, we do not care about the law. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So let me just ask the police something. Do you think you're being given all this unconstitutional power just because the system cares about us? No. You're being given this because criminals run the system and they want to get you ready for a war with the American people. The globalists are ending our prosperity. Everybody that works for the system should figure that out and realize FEMA demonizes the founding fathers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Homeland Security publicly. For a decade or more has trained the police this. That's now all public. With straight faces, the Department of Defense teaches now not just officers, but the enlisted. This broke in Judicial Watch 2 weeks ago and was on Drudge for 2 days and got millions of readers. I know it was our news article linked to them, so we saw the millions of people come in. So 2 million people in a couple of days read that, I know. And folks are upset because it actually says George Washington would not be welcome in today's army. I want that to sink in. Folks that weren't in the Army probably don't know much history or Army history, but anybody who's in the Army, one of the first things you get taught at boot camp, I'm told, is about George Washington. And why would you be taught about George Washington? He's not just the founder of our country. He's not just the first president. He's something else. Who is George Washington? Who is George Washington, folks? Are you thinking out there? CJ, let me ask you in the control room, who is George Washington? Why would they teach at boot camp the first week you're there about George Washington? Why would they do that? Because he's the founder of the U.S. Army.
Right, and he represents...
Absolutely, and then John Paul Jones is the founder of the Navy. But the whole issue is that George Washington is the founder of the U.S. Army. And he's not welcome in today's army. And you know why he's not welcome in today's army? Because today's army is run by foreign banks and is occupied. And I'll tell you what else isn't welcome in today's federal government. Anything Americana, anything freedom-based, anything not completely twisted. And now let me start and give you a little introduction to what we're going to be covering in the first part of the next hour. Here is the article in front of me, Lois Lerner's own words. Emails undercut official IRS story on political targeting. And she goes on to say in these emails that are confirmed from February of 2011 to say that, go read it, the Tea Party is dangerous and scary and must be shut down. Well, yeah, that's what all the federal training manuals say. My God, these people talk about small government, liberty, the family, the Second Amendment, and worst of all, Jesus Christ. Whoa, sounds pretty nasty to me. Sounds pretty dangerous. People, you know, people with the lowest crime rate statistically, I've seen national studies out on the average Tea Partier, lowest crime rate group. And these are really bad people. Well, yeah, if you run Akern and the Chicago Mafia, I bet millions of people organizing around liberty, common sense, and due process, I bet justice sounds pretty scary, don't you? So you need to call it racist, terrorist, everything else you can, and then have the federal government. You know how illegal this is? If they get away with this, folks, this is unprecedented, targeting people politically. They went after pro-life groups. You can look this up. We've played the audio here at the seminars and said to them, because the pro-life groups taped this, we're going to arrest you for tax fraud unless you stop praying at public events where anyone can hear you, and you need to stop protesting at abortion clinics. The IRS has no jurisdiction inside of religion, First Amendment. Plus, it wasn't around until 1913 anyways. It's a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve. Learn about that. That's a fact, folks, not some pipe dream here. Okay, we deal in facts here. They're stubborn things. Now, this is what's more interesting. Earlier this year in the IRS hearings, I'm going to do a news piece on this Monday. We got busy Friday, but I'm going to go back. Well, just type it in now. IRS, Lois Lerner testifies they did not target Tea Party. And you'll get the exact date on C-SPAN. You'll get news, what was it, 6 months ago? I mean, just type. Yeah, it was 6 months ago, but we've got a skeleton crew today, only three guys. But search engine that for me so I can give people an actual date here. But you all know, she said it. The Fast and Furious kingpin holder said it. They all said, ridiculous, we don't target anybody. Folks, it's now come out. They targeted libertarian, conservative, veterans, rights groups to get veterans funding that they deserve, their health care, gun groups, Christian groups, First Amendment groups, basically any type of American activity. This is like, no exaggeration, 50 times worse than the Red Scare and McCarthyism, where they just pressured corporations to blackball people and stuff. This is actually going and arresting and harassing and auditing and telling people what they can pray. I mean, this is naked, on steroids, authoritarianism. And there it is. Lois Lerner pleads the fifth. The IRS probes aren't just potential. Yeah, but see, here's the deal. She pled the fifth, but then went on to say, I plead the fifth. So it wouldn't, I guess she thought, be in record, but lawyers pointed out it would be, and then said she didn't do it. Remember playing the clip. The fifth means you plead the fifth for self-incrimination and then shut up. Everything you say after that is admissible. Do you understand that, you witch? And I'm telling you, folks, everybody I know, including us, has been jacked with by the IRS and terrorized. I don't even get into it on air because it doesn't bother me. It means I'm over the target. The old Air Force saying was Army Air Corps. My grandpa was in it. How do you know when you're over the target? When you're taking the flak. They fly into the flak cloud to bomb the Germans because they knew that's where it was at. Good. Bring it on. The more the merrier, baby. I didn't sign up for this to be a coward. I didn't sign up for this for nothing. You authoritarians are all going to go to prison, and you've been caught. And the attack on the First Amendment, this is only a small part of it. We're breaking it down second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I told myself when I was driving into work today that I was going to be calm and go over the attack on the First Amendment. But I'll be honest with you, I cannot be calm when everybody else is being calm and criminals are engaging in open political persecution, just like we saw in communist China, communist Russia, communist East Germany, fascist Germany, Fidel Castro's Cuba, the list goes on and on. And I sit here watching classical tyranny unfold. I'm going to get to it in the next segment and break it all down. This is kind of a no man's land segment. We're going to be getting rid of it soon and just making the next segment longer, going to a real standard radio clock. But the frustration is that it's such a dumbed down public. Not even so much dumbed down, just conditioned to accept this, that they think it's weird when you get upset, some of them, about being run over. And I think that's because they're upset with the American spirit, or just a basic spirit of liberty for that matter. I went tubing down in San Marcos this morning with one of my friends and our children, and actually came up here about an hour before the show. They're actually up here today. And I jumped in, and my sunglasses fell off, and there was a guy there with his kids with fins on who was picking up sunglasses. And he went, "Come on, kids, let's get them before they stir up the water." He was watching me like a predator. And it was him and his like 10, 13, look like year old daughters, and they shot right by us, and I figured out my glasses were gone and watched him about 50 yards away by then putting sunglasses in a bag he had of sunglasses, because we were out there at like 10 in the morning. So people go at like 10 in the morning to find all the sunglasses. It's a business. And I was sure that he'd just gotten my sunglasses, because I remember he jumped in and shot right past me when my glasses had fallen off. And I was going to get goggles, and he got my little $100 pair of Oakleys. I mean, not that big of a deal. It was interesting to watch him, though, like a river bird predator, because the animals are so accustomed to humans down there. They're not domesticated. They are acclimated that we're not a threat. That we saw a big red-tailed hawk, the closest I've ever seen one in the wild, 10 feet above us, sitting on a branch of a tree going down the river. Looks like Brazil or something on the great rainforest or going down the Amazon. And I saw a big blue heron right up close, like 10 feet away, closest I've ever been to a blue heron. And I've tubed down there many times. And he had his beak open, sitting there watching fish and creeping up and eating them. And that guy watching me, waiting for all of us to jump in and lose our sunglasses, and then shooting off with his daughters, like a well-trained gypsy of old or something, to get my glasses, and then I could look at 50 yards and see him looking back, stick them in a bag full of other ones, because it was carrying them by the current. He goes, "Hurry, before it gets stirred up," and shoots out to get him. And then I'm like, "Oh, I gotta get my glasses. He's already gone." And I didn't even get mad at the guy. It was realizing I'm somebody who goes down there maybe twice a year. He obviously lived down there, gets sunglasses all day. That's a whole industry down there with thousands a day going through it. Wallets, jewelry, you name it. And he was like a blue heron. I was a fish. But see, I am like a blue heron trying to teach fish how to not be eaten, basically. And if people would just become aware, you know, at least I recognize that guy. I'm about 90% sure he got my glasses. In fact, I'm pretty much 100%, but I'll just say 90%. At least I recognized, oh, that's why they're not here anymore in crystal clear water, because he shot off as soon as he saw me come up without them. I wondered why he looked right at me and went, "Come on, girls, before they stir it up." With a predatory look, swam right by me, stopped. I'm going, "Oh, my glasses." I go get my goggles, come back, they're gone, and then see him putting them in his bag down there. And I didn't chase after him, give him my glasses back. I was like, "Thank you for that lesson, my friend. That was a very valuable lesson I learned today. Have floaties on your glasses."
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now back into the second hour. In the second half of this hour, we're going to have in studio Terry Holcomb in studio. He was arrested for having a pistol open carry, including a black powder pistol. It's totally and completely legal and lawful. And we see folks carrying regular firearms being arrested all over the U.S. in areas where it is not prohibited by unconstitutional law. And this is a big national story that InfoWars Nightly News reporter Jakari Jackson broke. And so I appreciate Jakari scheduling these guys for the Sunday show. This has now become a national story, seeing a veteran in a wheelchair also that's coming up in the next segment. Who was arrested for his firearms. So that'll be in the next segment. Then we'll bring them in studio with us here on air. Now, let's get back into the attack on the First Amendment. Lois Lerner, the head of the IRS, back in May of this year, she came and took the Fifth, so she wouldn't have to testify, but then said that she wasn't targeting people in the testimony. Well, the Fifth doesn't let you commit perjury. It lets you, if you believe you're being set up or whatever, or it's self-incrimination, lets you take the Fifth and shut up. And then they can't compel you to testify. That's all that means. The right to remain silent. Everybody thinks that's Miranda. Miranda was a case where the police had to remind you, the Supreme Court said, that you had the right to remain silent. But that's now been thrown out because common law says ignorance of the law is no defense. So that shows the direction our country's going, even though you can technically say that is the law. So she now, her emails have now been released. In Congress's investigation, they've now subpoenaed her emails where she calls the Tea Party and any other libertarian or conservative group very dangerous and says that they need to go after them. Okay, so she's lying. The Attorney General lied. They all lied. Of course, they have audited thousands of Tea Party groups and zero socialist communist groups, authoritarian groups that they call liberal. That's all on record. The Attorney General goes to big socialist black churches and tells them, go ahead, be political. We're not going to go after you. Giving them a green light to something that's already unconstitutional. You can't tell churches what they can say and can't do. There's no federal jurisdiction. They trick churches to become tax-exempt foundations, tax-exempt charities. But you're still tax-exempt from the First Amendment, and until the 50s, that was the case. I mean, this just shows, guaranteed, folks, if we don't turn the NSA spying around, in 10 years, people will say, the NSA has a right to spy on you without warrants. That's a conspiracy theory. That's how they set up this tyranny and then just get everybody used to it. So there's the Wall Street Journal. Here is the Washington Times email show. IRS Lois Lerner specifically targeted Tea Party. Boom. And even if she didn't commit perjury, which she clearly did, and all of her underlings as well went on record and lied, the persecution of people is the essence of tyranny. When the big bad government politically targets people. We've always known this has been happening for decades. But now it's admitted, ladies and gentlemen, and if they don't go to jail for this, if they don't even get a slap on the wrist, a fine, man, Katie, bar the door. So many people I talk to go, man, I'm not going to be political. They'll come shut me down. I have preachers tell me that all the time, and I'm like, they're going to shut you down because you're a coward. Everybody lays down, you're going to get... I've told this story 50 times, I'll tell it again. In the last decade, they've noticed suddenly that coyotes have begun to kill humans. Coyotes have never been recorded to kill anybody other than a small child or baby. They're now eating full-grown women, mainly. In Canada and the U.S., women usually will be at a park by themselves at lunch eating, is usually the M.O. A group of coyotes, 5 to 10 or more, will show up. The woman will fall on the ground like a horror movie from learned helplessness. In real life, women fight back, folks. Not like, you know, Jason comes with a machete and you fall down. I don't know what woman that is. No woman I've ever been around. And the whole point is that a man might be able to subdue a woman, but it ain't going to go, you know, too easy, to use French. And the woman falls down and they kill him. Women now fall down to a mountain lion. They now fall down to a coyote. Mountain lions have always attacked people, but more and more often in areas where they know that you're not scared of them. So the point is, everybody grovels to this chilling effect, to this tyranny. The government is like coyotes now, getting away with targeting us and attacking us. So free people fight back for their basic liberties. Now, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Let me get to the other stories here that are just from the last few days. Senate panel okays measure defining a journalist, and the LA Times spun this saying, oh, the government's going to protect the press. The press is already protected under the First Amendment, just like religion and the right to assemble is. Read the whole First Amendment, folks. Religion, then the press, then the people, the right to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Go read the whole thing. It's only two lines long. So Dianne Feinstein comes out last year and says, I know how we're going to shut down talk radio. I know how we're going to shut down bloggers. I mean, they had a whole bunch of senators say, we want to shut them down. They're evil. They're liars. They're racist. You know, Harry Reid has said this. I'm going to play this clip coming up. Harry Reid said the Tea Party's, dangerous and bad, and it's un-American to not love the government. The government is good. Remember, Obama said, we don't want to hear about tyranny right around the corner. Well, now they're coming out going, oh, like the Patriot Act takes your rights. Oh, we have a Journalism Protection Act where the federal government will list if you're a journalist or not and then not let you have authorization to any type of documents, information, press conferences, but it's worse than that. You will not be able to protect your sources unless the government certifies, and they liken it to CNN or the New York Times. They will decide. They said the Drudge Report or InfoWars, we will not be journalistic, even though we're real journalists. WorldNet Daily getting a secret army document where they know Al-Qaeda launched the chemical attacks. That takes a lot of nerve when they're arresting whistleblowers to put that out, folks. I mean, that's a big story. Should be a national news story right there. So this is what we're talking about here. And then they spin it to the sheep. Oh, we're going to protect, because Obama's been persecuting whistleblowers and going after media sources and all the rest of it. And so the way they spin that is, oh, don't worry. The Democrats, the most authoritarian in history against the press, arresting reporters, you name it, we're going after sources. We're going to protect it by stripping everybody of First Amendment protection, unless you're a toady, and then we give it to you. Kind of like a White House press briefing where you've got to kiss their butt properly or you get kicked out. Ask a hard question. Doesn't matter if you work for the New York Times. You'll never be in a press briefing again. This is their reign of terror. So Matt Drudge blasts Dianne Feinstein for trying to define who is and isn't a real reporter and calls her a fascist. And I could not agree. Oh, here's the LA Times, though. Bill to protect journalists clears Senate panel. What do you want to bet they're going to get called journalists? Because they lied to you and told you this was something to protect the First Amendment instead of gutting it. But here's the good news. People are waking up to the lies. When we come back, law-abiding gun owners having their guns taken.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Love me some Mike Judge.
Alex Jones.
Yep, I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to shift into the Second Amendment that's under attack here in a moment. But first off, look at what happened in other authoritarian countries. When the state starts persecuting you for your political views, you know you're in a tyranny. And when they start persecuting the founding ideas of a nation, you know it's a group of revolutionaries trying to overthrow the system. And that's what the globalists are. They're the revolutionaries like the communists, the Bolsheviks in 1917 in Russia. We are the counter-revolutionaries, and the Weathermen and Obama's people are on record saying that. That's why they're doing all this persecution. That's why they're engaged in all this political correctness, trying to say everybody's a racist if you don't want to turn in your guns, is because this is a takeover by a political class. And they are going after the First Amendment. They are going after talk radio. They are going after free speech. They are going after the media. And we either stick together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And the reason they're coming after us is I have 3 million listeners a day, conservatively. And that's not exaggerated numbers like a lot of shows. We have millions of visitors a day to Infowars.com. Other patriot-type sites get tens of millions of visitors a day, like Drudge and others. Together, we are bigger than the old dinosaur media. We are the media. And they know that. And they want to shut us down, calling it liberal, but it's really authoritarianism. That's why you need to stand with us for the First Amendment or lose everything. That's why it's imperative you spread the word about Infowars.com. That's why it's imperative you spread the word about PrisonPlanet.com. Why you become a subscriber to see the films and the nightly news and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv and Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant. That's why it's imperative you buy the books and the videos and the t-shirts. Because unlike NPR that gets taxpayer money, unlike MSNBC that gets taxpayer money, you didn't know that, stimulus money, we get none of that. We are supported by your free will. And that's why they want to collectivize things and make us all poor under Cloward and Piven, so you have no extra money to politically or economically vote with your dollars. So get at cost the new InfoWars September issue, Thou Shalt Not Have Any Gods Above the State. It's a special issue about the authoritarianism of the people calling themselves liberals. And when the fake right wing does stuff, we go after them. You know that, folks. But I've never seen such a full court press. Now is the time to get involved. Infowarsstore.com for the high quality water filter systems discounted. Like ProPure, the best out there. 10% off promo code water. The Patriot Pro Gun t-shirts. The best inner food liquid products, minerals, vitamins, all of it. Infowarsstore.com. And you are funding really the number one multimedia platform to fight tyranny and promote what they call terrorism, basic Americana. Now, that said, let me get into Harry Reid before I get into the Second Amendment. Harry Reid, I played this Friday. I've got to play it again. Because remember, Obama said, don't listen to those that say there's always tyranny around the corner. No, it already ran us over like a bus, and it's backing back over us right now. He says government is good inherently. Now look at government in the last century. It killed over 100 million people in Russia and Eastern Europe and other areas of Europe alone. 60 million in Russia by itself. Upwards of 80 million in communist China. 260 plus million worldwide in the 20th century. University of Hawaii, a study that came out a decade ago. Look up democide or death by government. Non-military deaths killed by government. They've got the Motorhead song, Killed by Death. How about Killed by Government? And they've got a University of Chicago study on it as well. Their numbers are even higher. He's saying government is good and those that are against it are anarchist. The globalists are anarchist against the Bill of Rights and Constitution and individualism. The state says it'll go run wild. They are kleptocratic, selective anarchists who are above the law. Look at the UN, well, diplomatic immunity. Here is this quick comment by Harry Reid.
And I would also talk about my friend from Oklahoma.
This is Senate floor.
I know that he's smart. And I understand that. But, Madam President, just because you're smart doesn't mean you're always right.
Butt-kissing is all they do in the Senate.
We have a situation where this country has been driven by the Tea Party for the last number of years.
Thought they had no power.
When I was in school, I studied government, and I learned about the anarchists. Now, they were different than the Tea Party because they were violent. But they were anarchists because they did not believe in government at any level, and they acknowledged it. The Tea Party kind of hides that.
We don't hide anything.
They don't say we're against government. That's what it all amounts to. They're not doing physically destructive things to buildings and people, but they directly. But they are doing everything they can to throw a monkey wrench into any form of government, whether it's local, whether it's state or federal government. That's what it's all about. And so anything they can do to throw a monkey wrench in the wheels of government, they're happy doing that. And I'm sorry to say my friend from Oklahoma is helping them. Maybe not directly, but indirectly. And that's wrong. Government is not inherently bad. Government is inherently good. That's why we have a constitution. And that's what we direct the activities
of
government.
All right, that's good. Now, let's just be clear. Government historically has been inherently bad. Big government especially. And they're at odds with the Bill of Rights and Constitution on every front. I mean, Obama across the board, whether it's Pulitzer Prize winner Chris Hedges, who's a real liberal, saying he's twice as bad as Bush to the Constitution, or whether you're Pat Buchanan, a real right winger. I mean, anybody with half a brain cell knows that the Democratic Party is power grabbing with the help of the Republican leadership like nothing we've ever seen. And now they've got federal task forces out there without judge or jury taking veterans' guns if they find something in their psychology file they don't like. When we come back, we're going to get in studio two guests who are from an amazing organization, from a real civil rights organization. And that is, of course, TexansFirearmsFreedom.com, the legislative director for that. And we're also going to have a Terry Holcomb on, who is a pastor and a board member of Texas Open Carry, who was arrested Friday. Jakari Jackson, InfoWars Nightly News reporter, videotaped it. And then he went back Friday. There was more civil rights action. They arrested a disabled veteran in a wheelchair for his firearm downtown. And the police say, we don't care if it's legal or lawful. If somebody doesn't like how it looks, their right to not be scared by your gun in your holster is our right to take it. Now, that's normally the case when they take guns. This time, it deals with going on the Capitol grounds when the law says you can take black powder on to the grounds. And they show them the law. They don't care. They still arrest them. That is going to be coming up. We're going to premiere some new video here. Friday night, we already had the video of Mr. Holcomb being arrested. There's new video that just went up on InfoWars.com that is dealing with the disabled veteran in the wheelchair. So this is the type of stuff going on. And this is the real civil rights movement, folks. They want us all at each other's throat, and MSNBC hypes racial division in the name of unity all day. How about all of us having our basic liberties restored? Private property, the family, the right to self-defense. That's what we defend as patriots. That's why they call us terrorists.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I just grabbed one of my writers on the phone during the break and asked him to repost it to the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as a red link. So it'll be up there in the next 10 minutes for the radio audience. It's since Friday gone into the archive, but there's new video that just got posted minutes ago of a veteran in Austin being arrested for having a firearm legally and lawfully. That just went up today because it's from yesterday. We have crew up here today so upset by it who shot it that they just uploaded it like 20, 30 minutes ago. That's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the same article. We can put that article up on screen for folks so I can give them the headline out there so that radio listeners can just search engine it for now and find it. Shock video, Texas state troopers arrest legally armed American. And now we can say Americans because we're going to add the new video. And all over America, this is the new civil rights movement. They want us to fight with each other and say the new civil rights movement is, to teach your 5-year-old how to have sex. No, that's a way to corrupt them. No. The basic civil rights is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, based on biblical rights, based on common law, thousands of years old. And joining us is Terry Holcomb. He's a pastor and board member of Texas Hope and Carry, who went on a walk through Huntsville carrying his Bushmaster in an effort to raise public awareness. And now, I saw it on the video, was arrested for carrying one in downtown Austin on the Capitol grounds. And then Rachel Malone is a firearms freedom activist and is a legislative director of Texas FirearmsFreedom.com, a group dedicated to the preservation and protection of Second Amendment rights. And I appreciate your amazing stand, your courage. People are doing this everywhere. One thing they do is the attorney general said, we got to brainwash the public against guns. That's why they have TV ads and show billboards showing revolvers and shotguns saying report illegal guns. So I had a carpet cleaner guy try to call the cops on me because of a gun case. They literally believe that guns were illegal. This is part of the fraud. You guys are breaking that fraud with the truth, but the police don't care. And at least in many areas. In many areas, they are patriotic and aware. So Terry and Rachel, thanks for coming on and joining us. Tell us what happened to you Friday and what's been ongoing.
There's a lot that hasn't... Everybody's seen the arrest, but they didn't see what happened prior to the arrest. We had actually started out setting up a meeting with the State Preservation Board, John Sneed, Commander Ortiz of Department of Public Safety, Capitol Police, the Major of DPS, and the Sergeant of Arms of the House and the Senate, setting up a meeting, setting up this event, trying to work with law enforcement, working with the State Preservation Board, trying to...
So this was even officially set up?
That is correct.
Wow, and they still... Whoa.
Yes, sir.
And now, this is news. Break all this down.
Yes, sir, it is. And we haven't exactly communicated this, so this is breaking news, really. We'd initially wanted to go into the Capitol, and our original agreement that we were able to forge was we would enter the Capitol without ammo. We would carry our long guns in, and we agreed to go in without any ammo. They had agreed to that initially. About 2 days before we were set to meet with them in Austin on last Monday, Department of Public Safety decided that they no longer wanted to allow us to enter open carrying long guns. We had agreed to disagree.
Because you're an evil citizen slave. I mean, the idea of you, now Kim Jong-un in North Korea, that's safe to have guns.
Understood.
Hitler with guns, but not a citizen.
It gets better.
By the way, as you know, until the 50s, people used to take guns into court, but go ahead.
That's correct. and you are allowed to conceal carry in Austin, too, at the Capitol. So we agreed that we wouldn't go inside the building. We were extending professional courtesies to the State Preservation Board and DPS, and so we agreed just to go have a peaceful appreciation. We wanted to, be thankful for the...
They have all those statues of Davy Crockett and
exactly.
People with their guns.
Absolutely.
Well, those must be cut down immediately.
So. Absolutely. And so when I get there, and I have two fellow board members with me on Friday morning.
By the way, because this got spun that you guys were going looking for trouble. That's the classic spin. She was wearing a short skirt. She deserved
absolutely
to be raped. But now we learn it was an official deal you were trying to do to cement the Second Amendment. Because the media, I saw, are spinning, they set up cops who didn't know the law that arrested you.
They absolutely knew we were coming. In all fairness, I didn't tell them I was going to be carrying a black powder pistol, but that's an irrelevant issue. I got arrested for carrying a black powder pistol, not a long rifle. So we get there about 10:30 in the morning, and we park in a parking garage, and I don't get one block, and three DPS officers stop me. That's the first encounter. The officer wanted to know why I had the black powder pistol, didn't say anything to the AR-15 standing on my right and my left.
And again, it's a slave with a gun. That image is like a high noon to a vampire.
Absolutely. I told him I was carrying the weapon for self-protection, just like he was. And he said, you're not allowed to carry it like that. I handed him the Texas Penal Code 4601 that exempts black powder pistols that were made before 1899 or replicas of black powder pistols that were made before 1899. I had an 1858 Remington.
And the video's up on the site. You show him all this.
Absolutely. And I hand him the Texas Penal Code. He reads it. He says, okay, you giving me yours? Let me go get mine. All right, so he goes and gets it, and he comes back. He says, okay, we've established it's legal for you to carry it.
It's on video. He's holding both things up, reading them.
Yes, sir. And he says, we've established that it's legal to carry it. He said, but let me say this. I'm alarmed.
Well, I'm alarmed by them with guns and us not having them.
Absolutely.
So the idea is because he's alarmed. What, can he have your house next because he's alarmed? Can he have your bank account because he's alarmed?
We need to get everybody off the road because every time I get on the road, I'm alarmed.
Exactly.
At this point, I saw it was going to go into a bad direction.
I'm alarmed going to Chicago because they don't have any guns and the crime rate's, what, 10 times Austin's?
Absolutely. I asked him at that point, am I being detained? And he said, yes, you're being detained. And
wow.
Absolutely.
What a tyrant, man. Wow.
Absolutely. And we had done nothing wrong. We had walked 200 feet from the car. And so...
So you weren't even fully on the Capitol grounds yet, were you?
Absolutely not.
So it's doubly illegal because you could have had a regular firearm there.
And make no mistake.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
Now, when he says he's alarmed by my revolver, 1858 ball and cap revolver, again, I've got two AR-15s on my right and my left that they never talk to, fully loaded. And they never talk to those guys. It was just me. Anyway, he eventually let me go with the warning that I was going to be arrested if anyone was alarmed. And we walked.
Wow.
We walked two or three.
Land of the free, home of the brave, boy, I tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And we were outnumbered 5-1 at the Capitol.
But they're alarmed.
They had set this up to have extra force, and they were prepared to arrest us the moment we got there. And so we walked another few blocks. We were trying to get to the south side of the Capitol because one of our fellow members had already been arrested, and I'd got the call that they had been arrested. The media was over there, and they needed me to get over there. So we were walking. Two more troopers intervened me just before we got to the south side. I walked by them and kept going, and they stopped me and brought me back. And they said, you know.
By the way, that's all illegal. They have no reason to be stopping you.
Absolutely.
And they're there. It's official oppression, false imprisonment.
This is true official oppression.
Yes.
They absolutely knew that I was doing was legal, or they would have arrested me and disarmed me from the word go.
Oh, you absolutely have them. The problem is they don't care. It's just more taxpayer money. They'll just write more old ladies tickets for the lawsuit you win.
Absolutely.
So you got to get them fired.
So they stopped us, warned us again, asked me to put my revolver in my car. I wasn't having a long discussion. I said, I appreciate you, you know, sharing your opinion with me. I'm going to move on now. And so we walked another 50 yards. And a bicycle state trooper, who I saw talking to the two DPS officers that had just talked to me, came and stopped me immediately again.
So I guess he said, if you won't arrest him for no reason, I will.
Well, yeah. I take my glasses off because I'm a very cooperative person. I'm not going to give you up my right, but I'll have a conversation with you. At this point, I'm not wanting to have any more conversations. I took my sunglasses off and I said, if I come across as you disrespectful, don't take it personal. I'm done being harassed. I'm not cooperating anymore. I said, I saw you talk to those two DPS officers just 50 yards behind us. And now here you are again. What do you want? He said, well, can I have your name? And I said, I know that you just talked to those guys, so you've got my name. Well, I need you to give it to me. But okay, my name.
Stay there, stay there.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, you can see the video that's been up since Friday that's become national news. And then another video we just uploaded of a veteran in a wheelchair being arrested down outside the Texas Capitol for daring to have a firearm. Only the state can have guns. Only the state without a warrant can stick their hands down your wife's pants at the airport to see if they're with Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, our government runs Al-Qaeda in Syria. Terry Holcomb, who got arrested at Rachel Malone, legislative aide. They're really getting scared of the First Amendment. They know that we're showing people that it's not illegal, it's not dirty, it's not bad. I want you, Terry, to finish up with the arrest that took place that's on video that radio listeners can see on the site. But then I want to get Rachel's take on all this as well and find out where you guys are going. And then I want to get you on for an extended hour-long special report sometime this week coming up on InfoWars Nightly News.
Okay, well, I mean, to sum it up quickly, basically because I wouldn't submit to their scare tactics, and that's absolutely what they were. They were trying to scare me into submitting to giving up my right.
Well, it's racketeering.
Absolutely.
Because if you try to outside law make somebody do something like, hey, that's a nice watch on the train with a bunch of guys, that's racketeering.
Absolutely. And this is the important part. They were ordered to arrest me. I was specifically targeted. They were ordered to arrest me. It wasn't because I broke a law. They wanted me.
Why wasn't it the guys with the AR-15s?
That's exactly.
Why did they arrest the disabled veteran? Is it like something about veterans that makes them mad?
No, what makes them mad is we're starting to get traction. We're starting to show them that they're not the only ones that can have guns, and they can't tell us we can't have them. And if they're going to try and legislate us out of it, like they did, which Rachel will talk about in a minute, we're going to go and we're going to protest it.
So they're scared of America.
100%. They do not want us having guns.
So a child is afraid of like goblins and vampires. They're afraid of John Wayne and George Washington.
According to the arresting officer, he said he was alarmed by my cap and ball revolver with 308s and 223s and 556s fully loaded, mags everywhere, 40 calibers, 9 millimeters, 45s everywhere around, and he was alarmed by my black powder pistol.
And then they admit they know the law, they don't care, so they put you in the police car. What happened once they took you to jail?
They booked me, and the sergeant there insisted on making sure that the arresting officer put on the report, be sure to state that you were alarmed. They probably were alarmed.
So if I'm alarmed by an illegal checkpoint, what am I supposed to do?
Absolutely. And what they've
I guess 1775 Lexington Concord. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what they're looking for.
I talked to my attorney today, and right now I can't open carry my black powder revolver. My rights effectively been taken away from me.
So they've totally violated your God-given rights, your civil rights, everything else.
Absolutely. First, second, fourth.
Well, they spy on us without warrants. They run Al-Qaeda without, I mean, they do whatever they want.
Oh, I'm sure they know me very well by now. I'm sure NSA has got me pegged pretty quick.
Well, yeah, but they're all committing crimes. So Rachel's legislative aide, yeah, all over the country, they're freaked out by folks marching with guns because the sheep see that. I mean, I got a buddy, had him call them because they saw a gun rack. The realtor saw it and called the cops. People think guns are illegal. And you terrorists are showing folks they're not. How dare you?
That's right. Well, see, the way I see it, Terry's arrest did not come out of a vacuum. This has been a major issue. It brought it to the forefront, to bring it to attention again, which is we need to keep this at the forefront. But here's what happened. This past session, there were a lot of gun laws, gun bills that were filed in the legislature that would have significantly enhanced Texas firearms freedom. Well, a lot of listeners may not realize Texas is this great bastion of gun freedom, right?
No, we're not.
Wrong.
Aren't we like 10th or something?
We're only one of five
that don't have open carry laws.
We're right. There are only a few other.
But I mean, on average, I've seen statistics that we're like, there's like 9 states with better laws than us.
It depends on exactly how you evaluate it, because there are a lot of different laws to look at. But Texas is one of only about 6 or 7 states that does not even allow any open carry of handguns. It does not qualify a black powder pistol as a handgun, so it's free.
Yeah, and they're openly planning to make us a red state. They've said that. We're going to salute Mao when they're done.
There you go. So we have all these gun bills, right, that were filed. There was great public support. They were going along nicely until they hit the picket fence. Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso was appointed by Joe Strauss as a committee chairman, and he had a committee that would have voted that bill out, a lot of those bills out of his committee.
So Pickett is an enemy of America.
Oh, absolutely. He's the first one. He's the first wall. He refused to let these bills come up for a vote in committee, just to vote on.
So Pickett of El Paso is King George III.
He's also a puppet.
Right. So he was appointed by Joe Strauss, correct?
Absolutely.
Who's a Speaker of the House. I'm sure those bills were sent there on purpose to die. So Joe Strauss is also largely responsible for this. David Dewhurst, who tries to hold himself as this, you know, great liberty supporter of gun rights.
Oh, he's an absolute tyrant.
That's the truth. And he's also largely responsible for a lot of.
Well, I hope he loves killing the TSA bill and all this. That's why he's not going to be governor. That's why he is not going to be senator. And when we're done with him, he's going to be nowhere. He is a piece of filth.
So then we have Pickett, we have Strauss, we have Dewhurst. What about Perry? Perry could have acted. He puts himself forward again.
Well, he's blackmailed.
Right. So he refused to call a special session, which was his right and his responsibility, really.
But he wears a cowboy hat and waves guns around on TV.
So he's the biggest gun rights supporter.
By the way, why is he always in public waving handguns around?
So that he can ignore the citizens being violated.
But technically, they're saying don't open carry a handgun.
Because it could be alarming. But of course, it's not alarming to. You know,
man, this sounds like total tyranny. I mean, Texans ought to be ashamed to have this going on.
So we have our highest ranking law enforcement official in the state of Texas, Attorney General Greg Abbott. He's a wonderful gun rights supporter, right? So what's he doing about all this? Nothing. His office has blatantly refused to take.
Because they've told him, you'll get federal office if you sell Texas out and turn it into a globalist operation.
And we have communicated what's going on. This isn't an isolated issue. It's just this is the one that finally set the dynamite.
Oh, no, they hate you guys because you're effective. I'm always reading about Texans for Firearms Freedom and the Texas Rifle Association and all the great folks. They just hate your guts because you're trying to keep this state free, and how dare you?
Absolutely. And so Greg Abbott is aware specifically of all the arrests happening in under 4201A8, which is the disorderly conduct.
Well, you know what the answer is. I mean, you guys should organize like 1,000 people with black powder revolvers to show up.
Let's do it.
It's coming. San Antonio, October the 19th, because San Antonio's taking the same stance as Austin, DPS, and the Capitol folks. We have an event scheduled for October the 19th at the Alamo.
Well, how about we're alarmed by them? I mean, I'm alarmed by SWAT teams and black masks and helicopters and all this stuff.
I'm
Make
highly
no mistake,
alarmed.
I was alarmed yesterday.
High alarmed by this official oppression, by the tyranny, by the liberty being taken away from the people.
You guys sound like people that started the country. I don't know if I can even talk to scum like you.
Well, here's a message. We're not going away. I'm coming back.
Well, you know the answer. It's civil rights lawsuits. It's all of it. And they're going to lose. I mean, I've looked at the case. They're going to lose.
That's not all they're going to lose. We are going after the legislators. We're not going to stand in anymore. We're not going to say, okay, you're Second Amendment. No, you're either constitutionalist or you need to get out of office. There's too many people out there pandering.
That's right. We've been losing the Second Amendment because we only try to hold the line. Offense. We have to win the whole deal now, win it all back now, or it's all over. And you heard Harry Reid. They're scared of the real Tea Party.
They are.
They're scared because we're taking America back, just like I told Piers Morgan. You try to take our guns, it's 1776 again. It's over. We're done. We're not backing off. Line in the sand, just like the Alamo. It's over.
And that is our motto for October 19th, line in the sand. But Texas has to be the final battle place. It has to be. We're the only thing that's truly going to be able to stand between us and the federal government. We're it.
Yeah, on April 19th, 1775, on the Lexington Green, the Redcoats, the British regulars, marched up, and they yelled at the 80 people who were standing.
Turn your guns in.
They yelled.
Lay them down.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels. Lay down your arms and dispersed. And what do? They chose to remain peaceful and peacefully dispersed, but Captain Parker told them, keep your arms.
And he said, and if they shoot first, then if it's a war they want, it's a war they'll get.
Yes. And that's where it's headed in this country. The federal government is out of control. And honestly, Texas puts on a good bit of makeup to make it look like it's conservative and that it's constitutional.
It's like a new coat of paint, but behind the wood is termites.
Absolutely.
There's termites everywhere.
And our state-level government is infiltrated with plenty of Republican in name only. And it's starting to look like... you know, Greg Abbott could be one of those, and he's running for governor. We know that Perry showed his true colors when he didn't stand up for the people and what's right. You have the biggest battle ever in how many years for the right of people to bear arms.
Well, there it is. We're going to be covering it. Get your guns and head to San Antonio, October 19, 2013, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Alamo Plaza. Oh, my. I got to go down there for that. Man, I tell you, it is good to know folks like you. And these tyrants want to keep pushing, and who knows what will happen. I pray for peace, but I prepare for war. And I certainly hope that the tyrants running the system realize we've been pushed around enough. And I could just say authoritatively, I salute your stand on the law. You were following the law, and you were arrested. The videos are up on Infowars.com, red-linked. We had them reposted. Shock video. Texas state troopers openly defy law to kill Second Amendment. And it's got the veteran being arrested, you being arrested, the guy in the wheelchair. People need to go check this out. They need to get this out and fight with the First Amendment to avert a new 1776.
Absolutely, because that is where we're headed.
The videos are up on Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Great job you guys coming in. I want continual coverage on Infowars Nightly News and the radio show this week with you in depth on this subject.